the sheets. Okay, so we started the Tosos Shakiva Tzorach Hanochihi, and Tosos asks the Kasha from Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Here we have the Yisod of Rav Avin Akiva Tzorach Hanocha, and there the Gemara seems to ignore that premise. What's the case over there? Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos, the Brisa says Potter. So a person is Chayiv Misa, and he's chayiv mamon for dalad v'hei, for mechira nashor v'seh, and it happens together. We say kamle b'derav minei, and he's patur. The Gemara wants to understand the case. How is it that he's mechuyiv mamon, and he's mechuyiv misa, and he's patur from the chayiv mamon? The Gemara says, the case will be, kigon, the amale zrok nevosecha chatseiri, the tikneli chatseiri gnevosecha. What happens? The lokeach, the prospective lokeach, says, throw me the shore, the seh, that which you stole, into my chatzer, throw it into my chatzer. And when it comes into my chatzer, I will acquire it, and I will be kone it as a lokeach. So here you have a maisa which entails a chiyuv misa for chilul Shabbos. Why? Because he's throwing something, he's tossing something from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayachid. He's going into someone's chatzer, and at the same time he's chayiv mamon for dalad v'hei, for mechira. So that would be a case that the chiyuv misa of chilul Shabbos would pater the chiyuv mamon. So the Gemara asks on this, Parich, Nechimati la'avir chatzero kana, Mischai b'nafsho, Mishum Shabbos lo'havi ad shetanuach. The two chiyuvim don't come together. Why? The chiyuv mamon for mechira takes place when the chatzer is kone, for the lokeach. When is that? When the chayfetz, in this case the animal, reaches the ear space of the chatzer is kona for the lokeach. So the chiyuv mamon is chal at the point that the animal is not yet landed, it's in the avir, in the space of the protected chatzer. Whereas the chiyuv misa is not until hanach. Good? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, the Gemara gives an answer, Nukimta, that the Lokeach says, I don't want the Kinyan to be Chal till it ends, and then it's simultaneous. But what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara is asking that the Chiyuv Misa only comes with Hanacha, the Chiyuv Mamon comes when it's in the Avir. Okay, but what about the rule of what? Three words? Akira Tzarech Hanacha. Umay Parech, Akira Tzarech Hanacha, Kedam Ha'ach. So how do you square our Sugya of Rav Avin, of Akira Tzarech Hanacha, with the case over there? It's Akira, it's Hanacha, it's a Melaches Shabbos. Here it's a Melaches Shabbos of Dalet Amis, there it's a Melaches Shabbos of Hotzah, Mirushus Rishus, which is the same Melacha, and the Akira occurred, the Hanacha didn't yet occur, the Chiyuv Mamon happened Bein Akira La Hanacha. In our Gemara we say, Karashirayin Bein Akira La Hanacha, so you're Pater, because that also goes in Kam Rav Minei, Akira Tzarech Hanacha. And there the Gemara is assuming that the Chiyuv Mamon preceded the Chiyuv Misa, but it happened after the Akira, between the Akira and the Hanacha. So why not say Akira Tzarech Hanacha? It's exactly the case over here. You can't have Hanacha below Akira. It's not shaykh to reverse it. It's inevitable. It's all going to happen. So what's the difference? How come the Gemara asked such a kasha? What happened to Akira Tzarech Hanach? Zaktosus. L'pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Asi Shapir. According to Rabbeinu Tam, everything works out. The pirish. Rabbeinu Tam took for granted the following. The E.F. Shalunisoch Belo Hagba. We're going to see in a minute that the Gemara discusses Kamadavine in the case of Menasech. Menasech means that you take someone's wine and he has in mind to be Menasech in Avodah Zarah. He pours it for Avodah Zarah. And the question is, does nisuch require hagbah? Rabbeinu Tam assumes efshel nisuch v'lo hagbah. You need to have hagbah in order to do nisuch, which is going to aser the wine. You have to do hagbah, and Rabbeinu Tam says that that's the case. You need to have hagbah. Va'afil hachi. Nonetheless, kama rav menasech mamish b'hanizakin. Rav learns that the case of the Mishnah in Perek Hanizakin, the fifth Perek of Gittin, the Mishnah says there are three things that the mezid chaya b'shogi pater. What are the three? Menasech, medame, menasech. What is it? Metame, medameya, metame, medameya, menasech. Yeah. So the shogeg pater, the mezid chayv. It gets into the question of what's called hezek she'enu nikr. What you did is you damaged the money of somebody, but it's not obvious that you did it. You made something tameh, so it goes down in value. The dameya, he mixes truma with chulin, and obviously if it's not a kohen, he's not going to be able to eat it. And menasech, which could mean one of two things. Menasech could mean he mixed yayin nesach with the wine which was kosher, and now the whole thing is aser b'hana, because it's not batel. Or it means that he took the wine and he was menasech it l'avodah zarah. And that's the shayla what the pshat of menasech is. So the din is clear. B'mezid chayev, b'shogeg pater. The shayla is what's the difference, shogeg and mezid. That's the Gemara there discussing the nature of hezek shein nikar, shmei hezek, lo shmei hezek. It could be that it's really should be chayev all the time, but the chachamim went easier on you, b'shogeg, not to make you pay for the reasons given, or the other way around. The Chachamim really should impatri all the time. The Chachamim imposed a chiyuv for knas by mezid. Either way, the halacha is clear. These examples of hezek shein nikar ben mezid chayiv. Now, the Gemara has machokis Rav and Shmuel. What is the meaning of menasech? Does menasech mean menasech mamish? That's what Rav said. Or does it mean menasech ma'arev? Ma'arev yayin nesach together with you. So the Gemara says, why didn't Shmuel? Shmuel says it means ma'arev. Why didn't Shmuel learn like Rav that it means menasech mamish? And the Gemara says, because menasech mamish, you couldn't be chayev b'mezid. Because of what rule? Kimei b'drav minei. Because he's doing an aveira that's chayev misa to menasech avodah zarah. So you wouldn't be chayev mamon. So the Gemara responds in defense of Rav. That what did Rav say? The idach kidra b'yirmiyah. So b'yirmiyah points out that you could be chayiv by menasech, and you won't say kamed rav mine. Why? Bishas hagbah hu dekana nischay benafshu lahavi atshas nisach. Because they are not simultaneous. Because the chiyuv mamon would begin when he does hagbah, and the chiyuv misa is only atshas nisach. Now we have to figure out, is it efshur or efshur? Because of Yirmiyah is basically saying that the timing is not overlapping. The chiyuv mamon precedes the chiyuv misa. Yet, what happened to the notion of quote unquote at kirat zorach hanacha, or in this context, hagbah zorach nisuch? What happened to Rav Avin? So the easy answer is it's not a contradiction to Rav Avin. Why? Because Rav Avin is talking about akira zorach hanacha. And the Gemara says, because efshel hanacha below akira. So that's why you say akira tzorach hanacha. But over here, hagbah tzorach nisach, it's efshel nisach below hagbah. Just like the Gemara says over here regarding hagbah and achila. Efshel achila below hagbah. Efshel nisach below hagbah. If you say that, then Rav Avin is not against Rav Yirmiyah. They're both in agreement. Wait, the second lesson is what you're thinking of. We'll get Tosfos to discuss it. But if you don't say that, so then, if you hold, in other words, like Rabbeinu Tam, what Rabbeinu Tam take for granted, that efshel nisach below hagbah. Now here just, the Chora takes something else into consideration. We discussed last time also. Now, we had two ways to understand the Gemara's chiluk, of efshel, efshel anacha below akira, and here efshel l'achila below hagbah. The way that the Ra'as saw it is that it's not just the fact that Akira is part of the Mechayiv of Melechus Shabbos, and Hagbah is not part of the Mechayiv that makes you Chayiv for eating Chelev. Because even if Hagbah were to be only a Hechsher, which it is, right? It's a Hechsher, it's a way to get to the eating. But if that Hechsher would have been essential, that you couldn't have done without it, so then it's also part of the Kamadramine of Hagbah Tzorach Achil. But it's not. You don't need the Hagbah. The way that we read the Rashba, on the other hand, even if you would have a situation of a Hechsher that you could not do without, we had the example given before of the Peh, which is needed in order to do the Bliya, it has to be the Tzorach Peh. But the fact remains that the Mechayiv is not being B'Telcha Peh, the Mechayiv is the Bliya. So the Rashba seemingly would hold, and so the Achronim understand the Rashba, that you would still not say that being B'Peh is Tzorach Bliya. No, because it's only specific to Akira and Hanach. And the Ra'ah and others would say no. If the Hechsher is needed, that's also, they also can go into the Din of Ravavim. Seemingly, Rabbeinu Tam, who's emphasizing that you need ein nisach b'lo hagbah, seemingly, what is he saying? He's not saying that the machayev of the nisach is the hagbah. He means that, practically speaking, you need to do hagbah in order to be able to accomplish nisach, the physical act of nisach. And Rabbeinu Tam is using that to show you, as we've seen inside, that Rav Yirmiyah would obviously part ways with Rav Avin. And therefore there is an Amora that disagrees with Rav Avin, and therefore the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin, could ask the Kasha because it's going Al-Giba to Rav Yirmiyah. That's the plan Rabbeinu Tam is going to use to resolve his Kasha. No. So what is the premise of Rabbeinu Tam? That Akira Tzorach Hanach is limited to Akira because Akira is a Mechayiv in Melechus Shabbos, or even a Hechsher that you can't do without would also go into the same Halacha. Apparently, Rabbeinu Tam would see it like the Ra'ah in that regard. That Hagbah, being Tzorach Nisuch, would have allowed for the Din of Rav Avin, but Rav Yirmiyah doesn't hold like Rav Avin. So that's another Nekuda that the Steinberg found points out, just in a parenthesis, in one of the pieces on the Sugya, he mentions that point, and Rabbeinu Tam, probably others also pointed out, you see Rabbeinu Tam that he understood like the Ra'ah, not like the Rashba. So what's the plan of the Rabbeinu Tam, of Tosas Teres? Let's. But there is one more Nekuda that has to be thought through in terms of the second Lashon. Now, at first glance, again, we'll speak it outside, then we'll see it inside. What is, again, the plan of action of Rabbeinu Tam's Teres is that Rav Yirmiyah argues on Rav Avin. What's the Raya he argues on Rav Avin? Because Rav Yirmiyah is saying that the Chiyuv comes earlier, of Mammon, and the Chiyuv Misa comes later. Ay, Agbar Tzorach Nisuch. Ay, Ein Nisuch Belo Agbar. He argues with Rav Avin. Yeah, but there's another Lashon in the Gemara. What's the second Lashon in the Gemara? That Bamed, Bamamurim, when does Rav Avin's Ruh hold? Only if what? If you go Matzi Mahadele. If Matzi Mahadele, like by Mavir, for example, so then there would be no Din of Achir Tzorach Hanach. So over here, even I grant you that you need to have Hagbah in order to do Nisuch, but you don't have to follow through the Nisuch. So perhaps Rav Yirmiyah goes like the second Lashon. So let's see, all this is going to have to be discussed. So Tosis is essentially going to say, no, but the first Lashon clearly doesn't see that consideration as even on the radar screen. And therefore, Rav Yirmiyah could very well hold as well that there's no nafkamina between if it's Efshela Dure or Lo Efshela Dure. And that's the plan of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see it all inside. Upish Rabbeinu Tam Asi Shapir, the Piresh, the Efshela Nisach Belo Hagbah. Va'afilu hachi kama Rav Menasich Mamish. Even though you have to have Hagbah for Nisach, still Rav holds his own by learning Pshat in the Mishnah that says Menasich is Chayi B'meizid, it means Menasich Mamish Ba'anizakin. V'lo kamifta mishim dekimulid Rav Minei. And he doesn't say that you'd be pater from the Chiyuv Mammon because of Kim Rabinei. And the reason is Kim Rav Yirmiyah, like the Gemara says there, because of Rav Yirmiyah. The Mishnah Sakba, Kohenem, Mishchai, Benafshu, Ahavi, Ashas, Nisach. That's, and again, and Rabbeinu Tam assumes that Efshel Nisach below Agba. So now, what does all this mean? Vahashta, Rav Yirmiyah, Lesley, Dagbar Tzorach Nisach. Who knows? He doesn't argue the argument of Rav Avin of Hagbar Tzorach Nisach, which is parallel to Akir Tzorach Hanach. Because he holds that no, Hagbah came first and Nisach came later. V'im yoleslek bar tzach nisachu. V'hu adin, deleslek yir tzach anachi. That's basically the point. Rav Yirmiyah doesn't agree with Rav Avin, just like he doesn't hold Agbar Tzorach Nisuch, even though you need to have the Agbar for the Nisuch, so too, he doesn't hold Kir Tzorach Anach. But now he adds a line. What about the second lesson? So we have to know what Tosus is trying to, exactly what was Tosus implicitly asking, but let's just see the words, and then the Mashal fills in a little bit. V'lo havi mafrig bein matzil hadure g'lo matzil hadure. And he was not going to distinguish between a Matzil HaDure case, which is his case over there by Hagbah and Nisuch, Matzil HaDure, and Lo Matzil HaDure, like over here by Akira and Anach. Teda, what's the Raya? Now, what is this coming to prove? What is this Teda coming to prove? That's what's not so clear in being the Tosus. That's what the Mashal comes in to help out. Teda, I'll prove to you what? I'll prove to you something that what? That we're not going to distinguish? That Yemi didn't distinguish? What is the proof about? Teda, l'lishna di'ef shel hanacha b'lo akira. According to Lashon Rishon in the Gemara, that says that the issue of akir tzorach hanacha is limited to here as opposed to agbar and achila by chelev, because i'ef shel hanacha b'lo akira. So according to that Lashon, am I not at Rav Avin zorak chetz, linkel mavir? Why did Rav Avin take the case of zorak chetz? If the Gemara is going to say a minute later, nafkamina between the two Rishonos is a case of Mavir Dalet Amis Vikara Shiroi. And according to Lishna Basra, the din would be Chayef. According to Lishna Kama, the din would be what? Pat. Because it doesn't matter much to do it. So why did Rav Avin take the case, okay, we're asking Akash on the Lishna Kama, that seems to focus on the variable of Akira, Yef Shel Nachabu Akira, and doesn't consider the issue of a Matzil HaDure. So for him, Mavir is going to be also put. So why did Rav Avin take Zarek Chetz? We didn't come Mavir. So what does Rav Avin see in this? Ela Vadai Ki Hadadi Nino. That they are the same. What do you mean they're the same? In whose eyes are they the same? In whose eyes? In the eyes of the Lishna Kama, there's no room to even suggest such an absurd distinction. In other words, he didn't even imagine there could be a basis for this. So no, don't say that Rav Avin is going to leave you, this is where Mashal is going to start fleshing out here, that Rav Avin is going to mislead you by picking the case of Zarek Chetz, because that might imply that the din would be otherwise by Mavir. Why would it be different otherwise? Because Mavir is Matzil HaDure. But the answer is, it was so clear to the Lishna Kama that there is no difference and there's no reason that you would distinguish between a Matzil HaDure and a Matzil HaDure. Ki Adadi Ninu. Uman de Poliga Mavir. If you're going to argue by Mavir and say that you're Chayiv, it's clear to the Lishna Kama that Polignami Azorik. In other words, as opposed to saying, no, Mavir I argue, Mavir I say that you're Chayiv because it's Matzil HaDure. But by Zorek, I say you put. No, but the answer is what you argue on one, you argue on the other. That's why he picked the case of Zorek Chetz, because it's not like a problem. It's no different. Now he comes back to the point that he started with. Now, that was a side point, which again we'll see the Mashal in a second, just to show you that don't start thinking about the Lishna Basra here. So now that we say that the Rav Yirmiyah is clearly not like Rav Avin, that Rav Yirmiyah parach b'meruv. Now he comes back to answer the kasha from the case in Meruba of Mechira b'Shavis. The Gemara is asking with Rav Yirmiyah, yeah, avo in efshu nisach b'lag ba lo pog Rav Yirmiyah Rav Avin. In other words, the only way you could slug up this answer and quibble with it is if you argue on the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Yonatan's assumption was EF Shel Nisach B'lo Agba, which therefore leads us down the path that Rav Avin and Rav Yirmiyah are not agreeing with each other. But if we hold EF Shel Nisach B'lo Agba, then it has no Shaychus to Rav Avin, because then you wouldn't say Akira Tzorach Hanacha equivalent, you wouldn't say Agba Tzorach Nisach, because you don't need the Agba. Then Rav Yirmiyah could say what he says. Questions? Should be very clear, right? Just the cheshbon of the pshat here. Now, just with this teda, this line that we read in the middle, just let's try to get it a little bit clearer. So Rabbeinu Tam sort of he had sort of he anticipated the fact that maybe there's a distinction between the case over there, and that you don't say Agbar Tzarech Nisuch, and the case over here because of Lishna Basra. In other words, in effect, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Lishna Basra. So then, how could the Gemara? How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rav Avin? Maybe he agrees with Lishna Basra. So what did Tosfos really say in response to that? Well, the Lishna Kama didn't think the Lishna Basra was not correct. Okay, but the Lishna Basra did think it was correct. So how do you know what Rav Yirmiyahu holds? Rav Yirmiyahu just said simply that there's no din of Kavod Rabbeinu because the Hagbah is Mechayev Mamon and the Nisuch is Mechayev Misa, which is a way of saying that you're not going to say Hagbah Tzorech Nisuch. Rabbeinu Tam assumed that in ain't Nisuch below Hagbah. Fine. So why now are you automatically assuming Rav Yirmiyahu doesn't look at Rav? Maybe he'll take the second lesson. Like, so what did Tosfos do with all this Teda? What is this Teda helping us? At the end of the day, how can we be sure that Rav Yirmiyahu is against Rav Avin? So what did Tosfos mean in all that in between? Look at the Masha here. Let's see. Masha speaks it all out. Everyone hear the problem? In other words, we sort of know what Tosfos is saying, but like, what exactly is it helping us? How is it helping us? The Lishna Kama might not think that this is a big deal, but like, still, how do you know that Rav Yirmiyahu argues in Rav Avin? Maybe he'll think it's the best. See it? How many saw the Masha together? Okay, not everybody. So, should we see it inside? Devem Tzvichen Biur. Masha's not always so meyer. He really makes it very clear. He goes out of his way to explain it. Yeah. Devadai Lishna Basra Mafrik Ben Matfila Duri Lo Matfila Duri Ve'ema Derav Yemi Anami Hachi Svirole. In other words, the Lishna Basra certainly makes a distinction. No one can take that away. That's clear. So maybe Rav Yirmiyahu holds that way. Elamai, the Lishna Kama doesn't accept the Lishna Basra. You need to prove that. That's the Teda. The Gemara says that. Ike Benayu Mavir. Obviously the second lesson and the first are arguing. Ulishna kamal habit svichna ulchacha v'teida. De lo mafli. De pshitu d'bachi pali glishna kamal glishna baski. De kama tamuda. V'chein kas tos pek and zelkin. That what? That Rav Yirmiyahu mafli. That Tos has a tzad and gitin. That Rav Yirmiyahu holds like glishna basra. So what does Tos say over here? That he holds like that he argues in Rav Avin. Maybe he holds like glishna basra. So what is Tos is really saying? V'anir ebe kavanas divrehem hacha. The gam im nomar, the algi bedav yemiya parachas and pek meruba, the lastly akir tzorach hanacha. Even if we're going to say that the Gemara is asking in Baba Kama Dafayin, according to Rav Yirmiyahu, who does not akir tzorach hanacha, kimo the lastly akbar tzorach nisochu. In other words, that you don't have to know for sure that he doesn't hold Akira Tzorach Hanacha, you can suggest it in line with the fact that it doesn't hold Akbar Tzorach Nisach. Unless you can be medayik otherwise, that he would distinguish based on perhaps the consideration of Matzil Hadure. So he's going to say like this. Even if we'll say that according to Rav Yirmiyahu, the Gemara is going according to Rav Yirmiyahu, and he does know Akira Tzorach Hanacha, just like, because that's certainly possible, it could be that he dismisses Rav Avin completely. It's possible. But even if you say that, Yesh Gebaldin Lachok, someone could push back and say, no, you're clearly not correct. The Al Karchach, Rav Yirmiyahu Mias Mechalek, B'matzil Adure, Lo Matzil Adure. No, don't assume that possibility as equally valid. That Rav Yirmiyahu, who says that Yochayev Maman for the Hagbah and Nisach comes later, is because he argues on Rav Avin. No, Akarchach, that's not the Pshat. Akarchach, the Pshat is that he holds like Lishna Basra and he had agreed to Rav Avin by the case of Akira and Anacha. Akarchach, he would hold like Rav Avin in the case of Akira and Anacha. Why? Me did not get Milse Bechai Gavna, the Matsi Ladur, Gabin Nisach, but not get the Milse, I feel Rom Matsi Ladur. Why does Rav Yirmiyahu decide to comment the better case of Akbar Nisach? he said this, where you could argue that the reason why there's no kam damnei is because of the fact it's matzila dure. He should take a case which is lo matzila dure, like a kiran anacha case, and comment about that and say chiyav mamon came first, chiyav misa came later. He doesn't have to speak about hagbar nisach. He wants you to understand that you could be chayav mamon because it preceded the chiyav misa. So why did he feel the need to comment about this in the case of hagbar and nisach, as opposed to in the case of a kiran anach? So it must be al kachach that your assumption that you are even suggesting is absolutely incorrect. You are extrapolating from Rabbi Yirmiyah that he does al grav oven. I'm saying it's not even within the realm of possibility that he argues with Rav Avin, because it has to be he agrees with Rav Avin by Kiran Anacha, because he must be machal between Matzil Adure and Lo Matzil Adure, because otherwise why pick Akbar Nisach, which is a case of Matzil Adure, pick a case of Kiran Anacha, which is Lo Matzil Adure, which is the Gechidosh. The answer must be that Rav Yirmiyah accepts Rav Avin in the case of Kiran Anacha. That's what one could argue. So what gives the Gemara the right to even think, to assume, that Rav Yirmiyah less than Rav Avin? He obviously holds a glish of bas. V'yim kein akati tikshi, my parach b'mruba, da'ir b'zorik. That's Zorik, and Rav Yirmiyah would for sure agree by Zorik. Ah, v'ha kasru, and this Tosis is now addressing that nikuda, that you're going to assume that it must be that Rav Yirmiyah holds like Lishna Basra from the fact that he picked the case of Hagbar and Nisuch and not a case of where it's Lo Matzil Adure, whatever the case is. No, that's not a proof at all. The Al-Karcha Holav Kushi, and here comes the Teda. That's not a case that why didn't Rav Yirmiyah take the other case, which would be a bigger Chiddush? Because I'll show you that it's possible to assume that there's not even a bigger Chiddush there. Teda. The Lishna Kamad HaHacha. Let's take the first lesson here. That Yefshal Anacha B'lo Akira. So now, ask the question of, based on your logic, on the list to come. Am I not get Rav Avin B'chai Gavna B'Zorik? D'ikol Mite? Why does Rav Avin take a case which could mislead everybody? Take a case of Zorik? That one could make a mistake and say that the reason, the time of Mishum D'lo Matzil Adure, the reason why your potter is because this has in it the aspect of Lo Matzil Adure. You can't reverse it. If the din is the same by Mavir, why didn't Rav Avin say the bigger chiddush of Mavir, where it's much like Dure, because Yefshal Anacha B'lo Akira? So how could you, Lishna Kama, hold what you say if Rav Avin chose to take a case of Kara, Shirayin, Balichaso, not a case of Mavir? So how could you say there's no difference in much like Dure? Rav Avin clearly would be distinguishing, like this Lishna Basa, so that's why he picked the case of Zarak Chetz. So what's the answer? Ela korchach. Delahu lishna kama. Psik alei. It's clear to lishna kama. Dileka lefugi. Be matzil adure. Lo matzil adure. To the extent at that vileka lemite be. That he couldn't even imagine that there's a basis to distinguish. Those, they are totally different wavelengths. This is very interesting to start digging deeper and understanding why couldn't he conceive that there's such a chiluf. But he couldn't. To such an extent that by saying Zarak Chetz, no one would think that it's only here because of the fact that it's Lo Matzil Adure. It would be clear that if you accept the din here, you accept the din by Mavir. If you argue by Mavir, you argue here. If that's the case by our Gemara, that the Lishna Kama didn't feel that Rav Avin's choice of a case in any way is indicative of distinguishing between Kiran Anacha versus Mavir, that now you can come to the Gemara and Baba Kama, Dafayim, that the Gemara just took for granted in Rav Yirmiyah, that the reason Rav Yirmiyah picked Hagbar Nisach is not because it must be that he would hold that Kiran Anach is better than Hagbar Nisach. It's because, just like the Lishna Kama here didn't think there's a difference, so Rav Yirmiyah didn't think there's a difference. The Lekel Amitebe. So he didn't think there's any mistake that could be made from this. And therefore, Vishapi Parach, if Rav Yirmiyah ben Meruba, Ukispars Lishna Kama Da'acha, the Psikalei, the Lo Maflik, the Lekel Amitebe. Yeah. And then when he goes on, the Sikhasu Avam Nim Efshavin Isak Blagwa Koyadu El. So Khabil Tamufarish came to some dimnoma defshun isak lovi program yem yad rababin. Okay, so basically what the Masah say in a nutshell, that what Tosis is doing in the middle is just trying to plug the following hole. That to answer the kasha in the Meruba and the Gemara's kasha, the Hakadamara ask a kasha that they're not simultaneous, is to say that the Gemara assumed, which is plausible, that Rav Yirmiyahu, who said that Yechayim from Mammon for the Hagbah and the Nisuch is Nisa, which is later, that's because Rav Yirmiyahu argues on Rav Avin. And the Gemara is asking, I'll give it to Rav Yirmiyahu. The Gemara assumed Rav Yirmiyahu argues on Rav Avin. But the problem is, how could the Gemara have had such a suggestion, such an assumption? Al Kochach Rav Yirmiyahu agrees with Rav Avin in a case of a Kiran Hanacha. Because otherwise, why pick Hagbah and Nisuch? Which is a Matzila Dure case. He should pay case of Matzila Dure, which is a big Chiddush. So it must be that Rav Yirmiyahu holds like the second Lashon, and by Akira and Nachi agree. So how could Tosfos say such a test? And the answer is no. The same way the Kor Talish Kama, you could ask a similar kasha. Why did Rav Avin take a case of Zarachet, and not a case of Mavir? One could make a mistake and say it's only true over here and not true over there. And the answer is because the Kama doesn't hear any basis to distinguish between the two. So there's no mistake that could be made. So the Gemara could say Rav Yirmiyahu also picked Hagbah Nisuch because he didn't think there could be any reason to distinguish. And therefore, by not that we couldn't say Rav Yirmiyahu holds that way, but the Gemara could very well assume that way in Rav Yirmiyahu. So the Gemara, which assumed in Rav Yirmiyahu that Yagas are above it, asked the Kasha that it does. That's basically the Mashas Pshat in the reading of the Tosfos. What's interesting, what's intriguing here is that, you know, I think except from the Cheshbon of the Pshat, is that it could be such a, it sounds like the issue of the Lishna Basra is not like a tweaking of sorts. It sounds like it's a whole different plane. In other words, that if you're thinking with the hat of the Lishna Kama, then you can't conceive of the Chiluk of the Lishna Basra. That requires understanding. Why should that be so? I mean, seemingly, both Svaras are, we were at the Gemara first, both Svaras, I can hear why this should be an issue. You have to anach b'lal kira. If you need the Hechsher, you don't need the Hechsher, or it's part of the Mechayev, not part of the Mechayev. And I can hear the issue of whether it's reversible. I can hear this. Okay, you can accept it, not accept it, but I can hear it. What we see here in Tosfos is that, no, it's like, it's a whole different, it's almost like it would suggest that the whole lum, this is different in Akir Tzorach Hanacha with Lishna Basra vis-a-vis Lishna Kama. And if you're wearing the hat of the Lishna Kama, then you can't even conceive of this chiluk. That requires some thought. Why should that be? That's how the Pshat lays out in Tosfos for the Masha. Eitan.
Not to simplify too much.
Yeah.
Basically, so he wasn't trying to prove that he's right, he's just proving that he's not wrong.
Right, correct. That's a good way of putting it. Right. That's, in other words, as long as it's within the realm of possibility, the Rav Yirmiyahu argues the Rav Avin, then the answer can go forward. That the Gemara took that on, that Rav Yirmiyahu is like the Lishna Kama. Did it have to be that way? No. But could it be otherwise? Could it not be otherwise? Right? And that's what Tosfos says. Did it have to be otherwise? No, it didn't have to be otherwise. Yeah. That's basically the reading of the Tosfos. Now, we have one more part of the Tosfos, just with the Cheshbon. But again, what issue does hang in the balance, whether this is correct, Pshat, or not? What issue is hanging in the balance? That's what right. Assumption? That Rabbeinu Tam's assumption that Yefshin Yisach B'lagba. Because if you wouldn't say that, then you lost your entire basis to make any kind of an argument that Rav Yirmiyahu is against Rav Avin. Because here, Rav Avin himself would agree that you wouldn't say Hagbah Tzorach Nisach because you don't need the Hagbah. So even the Lishna Kama would agree here. So therefore, in order to even argue that Rav Yirmiyahu, suggest that Rav Yirmiyahu argues on Rav Avin, you have to assume Rabbeinu Tam's assumption that Yef Nisach will love. And that is not so simple. That's what's coming up in the next part of the Tosfos. Yeah.
If you don't like
Rabbeinu Tam,
how do you explain Shmuel? How
would
he hold that it is?
That you say,
come with me. Why would there be Kimla? It would just be a regular case.
Good question. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Yeah. So maybe that could be part of the Gemara itself, that question, which is not so simple. Not so simple. Yeah, let's just first finish the Tosfos. So now, Tosfos continues. So when he says V'ali, but now he's picking up where he left off with now how it works out in the Pshat and the Gemara. V'ali Yibdur Rabbi Yirmiyahu Parach B'Meruba. The Gemara's Kasha is going to go according to Shittas of Yirmiyahu. Avo, now Tosis confused the point. Avo in Efshu Nisach Balagba. If you would disagree with Rabbeinu Tam and say Efshu that Efshu Nisach Balagba, then go pug Rabbi Yemed Rabbavin. Now Tosis brings a Gemara in Agozo Basra in Bavakam. Well, Agozo Basra Masma Ksas Drav Yemya Pogad Rabbavin. He brings a Gemara. I don't know if you copied this one, but I'll read it. That the Gemara is Mashma that Rav Yirmiya does argue on Rav Avin. What's the Gemara context over there? Gabe regarding Chazru Lomar Afa Menasich. The Gemara says Chazru Lomar Afa Menasich. So what is the Gemara talking about? That originally Menasich wasn't in the list of cases. The Gemara is discussing why that should be. Why was Menasech originally not included, and why was it added? Originally, they said Metame Medame. Then they said Afa Menasech. Chazru in go chazru lo. So Gemara says my timer. So isn't it because Abmishim de lo garminan miknasa? Because when you have a knas in one case, you can't extrapolate to another case. Knasas, every case has, you know, its own, you know, unique, peculiar circumstances, that you can't be Madama Milsa La Milsa. That was how the Gemara got into this question. It had to do with the case of Moser, with the Knas. Can you learn out from here? If it's a Knas, can you learn to other things? So it must be, because you can't learn from one Knas to another. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. What's the reason that originally they didn't include Menasech, and then they added Menasech? For the following reason. The Lord, Lashna Gemara, Meikara Savri Kirabi Ovin, Ubesof Savi Kirab Yirmiya. Interesting Gemara. Again, Meikara Savi Kirab Ovin, Ubesof Savi Kirab Yirmiya. The Gemara elaborates. Which Rav Yirmiya? Meikara Savi Kirab Ovin, the Omar Rabbi Ovin, Zorak Chetz Mitchilas Abba Lusof Abba Karsha Machilas of Patur, Shakir Tarachanach, he was Chay Ben Afsha. So Meikara, they held like Rav Ovin. Ubesof Savi Kirab Yirmiya, Domer of Yirmiya, Mishas like Ba Kanye, Ichayev Le Mamo, Mishayev Ben Afshu Avi, Atsas Nisach. So Meikara, they didn't put Menasech in the list, because they weren't like a Rav. At the end, they decide to put Menasech in the list, they held agreement. So what does Tosis see in this Gemara? The Pashup Shad in this Gemara, which seems to suggest that Meikara, that Rav Yirmiya and Rav Avin are arguing. So originally they went to Rav Avin, and that's why you can't put Menasech in if it's Menasech Mamish. And then they decided, no, Rav Yirmiya is correct, and Rav Avin is not correct. So Tosis is medayk from the Gemara. Ubagozo baso mashmak sas Rav Yirmiya poged Rav Avin. Gabi chazru lomar af menasech the kamar af mekar savak Rav Avin ubasavak Rav Yirmiya. Then Tosis adds though umil yesh litchos. Maybe you could. That's why it says mashmak sas. You could push away this value that it means differently. They make karas savar the damya lid Rav Avin that the case of menasech is comparable to Rav Avin. Meaning what? That you can apply a Kirat Sarach Hanachi here? Why can you apply it? Because, tell me, what does this mean? Why can you apply it that it's a good illustration of Rav Avin? No. Ubesov, Sarach Dedamya, Lid Rav Yirmiya. What does this mean here? Just touch the words well. That the Gemara means not that we held like Rav Avin and then he held like Rav Yirmiya means against Rav Avin. No, Olam, Rav Yirmiya, I'm not arguing. So what does the Gemara mean? Meikar, they didn't put Menasech in. Why? Because they thought the Damya the Rav Avin. Why is it Damya the Rav Avin?
Yagba was not similar to
Agba. No, originally they thought it's Damya the Rav Avin. Why? Why is Agba Tzarech Nisach? Because, what?
Because that's how you
hold. Say better. No, that's just applying it. But why would you apply it? Why is it Damya? Why would you say Agba Tzarech Nisach in the same Ekir Tzarech Hanach? Because Eaf Tzarech Nisach below Agba. That's what you mean, but Hagbarta is just its application. But because EF is a Vulagba. And then Savar, the Dami, here the Lashon Dami is a little bit Dachuk. Sav Dami with Rav Yirmiya, meaning at the end they said that it's not analogous because what?
Efsher.
Because Efsher Lenisach below Hagba, which is what Rav Yirmiya said. So what's the Dachuk in the Lashon? Damya is not, it's the word Damya the second time is really not the right word to use. Damya with Rav Avin is meaning that it's comparable, it's analogous, because just like Rav Avin was Efsher Hanacha below Akira, so to here it's Efsher to what? Without what? Efsher to do Nisach without Hagba. That's why originally they couldn't put Menasech in the list, because he couldn't drop in it. And then they said we could put Nasach in the list. Why? Because Ubisof Savri Rav Yirmiyah, meaning Dami tells me to Dami Rav Yirmiyah, meaning that we can use Rav Yirmiyah's logic, and we can say that it's not that you have to do Agbar for the sake of Nisach. That's what it means. Dami Rav Yirmiyah just means because of Rav Yirmiyah.
Who sits based off the fact that Rav Yirmiyah holds, it is possible.
In other words, now he's suggesting you can say in the Gemara Bava Kamma, it's not that the Gemara holds Rav Yirmiyah argues in Rav Avin. It's that he holds like Rav Avin, but in the case of Agbar and Nisuch, you don't have a right to use Rav Avin's rule because it's not a Kir Tzorach Hanacha over here. It's not Agbar Tzorach Nisuch. Why? Because Agbar is not needed for the Nisuch. So therefore you don't say Agbar Tzorach Nisuch. So originally they thought Manasseh can be in the list because they assumed that Yefshel Nisach below Agbar. So they thought it was Dami with Rav Avin. So therefore they would become Dramine. Therefore you can't include Manasseh. And then they turned around and said, we could have come in Nasich. Why? Because it's not Dami L'Drav Avin. It's Dami L'Drav Yirmiyah, which is a way of saying that we go like Rav Yirmiyah, who said that the Nasich, that the Chiyuv Mammon came before, because we don't have Agbar Tzorach Nisach to say here, because you can do Nisach without Agbar.
That's what changed.
What changed is whether we say Efshar or Efshar, Nisach below Agbar.
When they saw this case, when the Chum were looking at this case,
Menasech, originally they figured that Yefsh Nisach Balagba, in which case it's Dami L'Drav Avin, in which case you can't include it. Then they turned around and said, no, you can do Nisach without Agba. What does Tosis and Gittin say on this matter? Take a look. Tosis has a few possibilities more than he has over here. Tosis and Gittin, right? Have it, everybody? The Imtomer, second line. So the Gemara says, see, Ethan, your question is going to come in Tosis. He actually asks on Shmuel. In other words, how can Shmuel say, come with Rabmine, if you would, if in fact, you can separate, you can't say Agbar Tzorach Nisach, you don't need the Agbar, then, no, to the contrary, Shmuel says, yeah, Shmuel says, come and drive me, nay. So then, but you can't say that. It's not the same time. So Tosus asks, V'im Toma, L'Shmuel, Ma'ishna medamin b'sheilu nairis, Moda mechum nekonya, B'gon ha'bekam v'shavero, V'achol shu chayev, Shekan ha'shayev, B'gnei v'kom shavutis t'cheilev. So how could you say, come and drive me, nay? Why is it different than Shmuel? Why is it different than Rav Chisda? So what's the answer? Shmuel holds that Nisuch and Agbar is similar to Rav Avin. So therefore, Shmuel says, you can learn Pshat Menasech Mamish like Rav, because then you would, after all, you would say, come and drive me in it, because Hagbah is needed for Nisuch. And it's different than the case of Rav Chizd. What does Rav hold? Rav Yirmiyah here hold? Rav Yirmiyah v'Rav, Tahacha Sarvi ki idach shinuya dahasam. So here Tosis does say, this is where this line of Tosis parts ways with our Tosis. That what Tosis is suggesting, the Rasha makes reference to this Tosis when he asked the Kasha. So Tosis says and elsewhere that it could be that they hold like the other Lashon. Rav Yirmiyah v'Rav hold like the other Lashon in Ksuvis. The Machal ben Zorik Chetz Gonev Chel, Bo Mishim de Zorik Chetz Yer Ibar Ladurei Lo Matzi Mahader, Hacha Matzi Mahader, V'gam in Ditzach Nami, Kivin de Matzi Mahader, Chayv. So Rav could say, you don't say Kav Ravne because it's Matzi Ladurei. Or, Inami, alternatively, Kasavar, what does he argue? What does he say that you don't come to Rav Minei? Kasava efter nesach b'lagba v'odom akir v'nachal d'shabes. Or the argument will be in whether, so either Rav and Shmuel argue in the two lashonos of the Gemara here, one possibility, or Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yirmiyah is with Rav, argue in whether or not efter nesach b'lagba or not. Inami, and here is the answer that Tosus in Ksubis goes with, Inami efter Rav Yirmiyah polik ad Rav Avin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu argues from Rav Avin, and where does he have a right to that? V'chein mashma miru b'daf ayin amadeis. How do you know if Yirmiyahu argues from Rav Avin? Because the more has a kasha. The Amr is work near Vesecha Chatzei, Rebetitil Knei Vesecha, Uparich, Nidimati, La'ad V'chatzei Rukana, Mitzchai B'naf Shalabi Atim Nayich. So how could it be a Ptur come Ramine, the Chiyuv Mammon perceives a Chiyuv Misa, Mishani, V'omer, Lotikni, Yirmiyahu Vesecha, Chetanuach. V'ayim D'lok Rav Avin. This need for such an ukimta that the Lokeach said, I'm not calling it till it ends, is against Rav Avin. The Rav Avin, you don't have to say that it's talking that he said, I don't want to be calling it till it lands. So what's the answer? So why do you have to make such an ukimta? Because the Gemara is going according to the one who argues on Rav Avin. Who is that? So he uses the Gemara's Bava Kamma as a riot to this to the last terrors of the three. To work, what does Rav hold? What does Rima hold? V'chein mashbir goes obas v'dekam Rabbi Rishon ha'yomim tamim dam nasech chazulam af menasech tamim dam chazulam af menasech u'mefarash me'ikar sovik Rav Avin sovik Rav Yirmiyah. Then he has something else that will leave. Okay, so you see the overlap, and what Tosis ends up saying in Gittin in the third teretz is what Tosis says over here. So we have a yishuv to the Gemara's kasha to understand the Gemara's kasha in Bava Kamma the five days. And the need for the ukimta that the Lokeach said at Shetanuach. What the Kir Tzorach Hanacha? The Gemara is going according to Rav Yirmiyahu who argues. What does Tosis answer in Bava Kamma over there to this kasha? Did you have that? Bava Kamma Daf Ayin? Yeah. So what does Tosis answer? He has the same kasha over there, right? On the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, when in Shabbos, go b'chai v'adenaich ha-chaseiro, anaich b'chotze v'yim tomar. Let's see the Tosis in Bava Kamma, everybody, yeah? The Yom Tomar, Kevan Shakinyan Ba, Ben Akira La Nacha, Iskon La Meva come drive me naked, I'm Bela Naris, Dam Rav Avin, and so on. So what does Tosa say? First of all, Ufima Shem Farsha Ben Utam, the Eif Shem Yisach Bula Agba, Rav Yirmiya Da Amar, Ben Izaki, and Gabi Menasech, Hashal Sagba, Konim Tzchai Ben Apshu Avi, Hashal Nisuch, Lesle, Hagba Tzorach Nisuchu, Lesle, Hagba Tzorach Nisuchu, Adin, the Lesle, Kir Tzorach Anach, Asi Shapir, the Parachach leader of Yirmiyah. So the first teretz in Tosis Bava Kamma is same teretz of our Tosis. What does Tosis say further? Another teretz. What does he say? Benira Levi. Dahavi Matzi Lishnuyeh Dakir Tzorach Anachi. Okay. The Gemara could have answered Akir Tzorach Anachi. Ella Lidivrei HaMaksha Shelo Yesover Tamzeh. The Maksha asked Akasha. How can it become a Dominei? The Chiyuv Mammon came when it landed in, when it was not, it landed, when it was in the space of the airspace. And the Chiyuv Misa is when it lands. So what is the Maksha? He's not thinking here, Tzorach Hanach. So I'll make you happy, all right. So he's still, Kech said, I'm calling it when it lands, finished. So don't bother me, it is simultaneous. Could he have said a better territory? But the Maksha wasn't thinking here, Tzorach Hanach. So if he, what the Maksha thought, he gave a different territory. Now it's in a Chiyuv. What would be if it was if you hold a Kir Tzorach Hanacha, then it wouldn't require that. So at this point, what do we have in answering the kasha from Bava Kamma? Basically, we have the possibility that the Gemara Bava Kamma is going according to a shita that argues in Rav Avin, right? Or that the Gemara gave it to Rav Kadamosa as a teretz, you know, gave a different teretz. Gemara could have really said that, but the Maksha didn't think of it. What if you pass in both Gemaras? Then you're out of luck, right? The Rambam passed in both Gemaras. Why? The Rambam passed in Hilchos Geneva. Perek Gimel, right? It's on the sheet. Now I gave it to you. Beis and Hay. Perek Gimel. Beis. Let's look at both. You have it in the back of your Gemara Center. Do they hold the Rambam? Okay, you could look at it. The Rambam starts with the rule of Kamdramine and Paragimel, and then he continues with examples. Ketzad. Zarak Chetz B'Shabbos. This is now in Beis. Zarak Chetz B'Shabbos. Mitchilas Abba. L'sof Abba. V'kor Beged Chaver. Balichasa. Shehidlik. Gadish Chaver B'Shabbos. Ogon of Kis B'Shabbos. Have a part of that the shulman is a Shabbos is he never behaves like going to echad. The This is right. This is halacha base. Then he gets the other case of ganav chetz. So what does the Rambam say? He says zarak chetz mitchilas da'ul v'sof da'ul v'kar be'agit chaver v'chaso. He says the din is pater. That's called b'ayin kiyachad. He holds like Rav Avin, right? Holds like Rav Avin. Yeah, halacha hey. Ganav u'machar b'shadus o shemachar v'dezara chayiv reshalem tashlumi da'ul v'hei she'in b'mechira misa. There's no chiyuv misa in mechira. But what about if it was done on Shabbos? The nasis melacha b'Shabbos be'es ha-mechira. Let's say there was a melacha of chiyuv Shabbos being done simultaneous with mechira. Part of midalad v'hei. Kate said, "How could it be that they're simultaneous?" Kigon shelo hikna lo ad shetenuach b'chatzav alkech. He's not matnah him the chayfetz. The shor v'seh. Until it lands in the chatzar of the lekeach, shenimtsa shahotzi meshus rishus, meaning when it lands, it's a Shabbos mechir b'ayin ka'achas. So what does the Rambam require in order to be pater from dalet behei? That he wanted it not to be kona for him until it lands. Kigon shelo hikna lo ad shetanuach. That was the understanding that the kinyan is only chal ad shetanuach. What happened to the Ukimta? What happened to the case where it would be, he'd be kona in the ear? But Akir Tzorach HaNachah, the Rambam himself passing Akir Tzorach HaNachah, two halachas earlier. If the Gemara's assumption is because the Gemara is going against Rav Avin, and Rav Yirmiyah, for example, owes Rav Avin, the Rambam couldn't paskin both dinim. Couldn't paskin like the premise of the Gemara Bava Kama, and also like Rav Avin. They don't go together. For Tosus, the Rambam is out of luck. You couldn't paskin both dinim. Right, which forces us to say Torah now. Right, what's the difference? What do we have to answer Tosfos Kasha? We need to come up with something. So if you look at the Shita, you guys saw the Shita. The Shita brings a couple of interesting answers to answers Tosfos Kasha, any of which could perhaps work for the Rambam. The Shita says, first of all, the Rush. He brings from the Rush in Meruba a different pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. What was the Gemara's kashin by the Kasha? The words of the Gemara were, how could it be a putter on Shabbos when he threw the animal into the chatzer? After all, fact the Gemara, if you don't hold chadamya, so then the hanacha is required on the ground. So in keeping the matu chatzer beso kana. So the words of the Gemara are that when it reaches the ear space of the chatzer, you're already kona, the lukeach is kona the animal. The mechira is already affected. But linin Shabbos lo machayev, so what does it sound like? That there'll be a chiyuv for chil Shabbos with the hanach on the ground. But the Rush had a different pshat in the Gemara. It says the Shita that the Rush had this kasha of Tosfos, had this square with Rav Avin. Akir Tzorach HaNacha. The Tirei Tzorash, Hasam Perek Meruba, Lo Dam Yahu Klal. Why? The Hacha, Niskaven Lithrok Arba. In our case of the Chetz, he's intending for the Chetz to go from here to there. It's going to rip garments on the way, but it's going to land where it's going to land. And he wants the Hanacha to occur when it occurs. And that's part of his agenda. He wants to shoot the arrow to get where it's going. All he really is interested in is that the lekeach should acquire the animal. He never really was interested in hanach. It's irrelevant to him. So what's the pshat in the Gemara's kasha? V'achi p'rushasa. Kiven d'matel avichat sarkan. When it reaches the avir, mechira is already affected. The keach is kona. The who lo niskaven el hakdas lo agneva. All the ganav wanted to do was that they to transfer title to this animal over to the keach. And afil kol tasa ruach v'lomat la'ari in a choshesh. Even if the wind will pull it away and never ends up landing, he couldn't care less. All he wants is that there should be a transfer to the keach. But by halach, but lenin Shabbos, ain't a machuyev at she's kavin she tenuach b'chatz. For chil Shabbos, there had to be an intention that there should be a hanach. V'hava lei kimonis kavin lifuk shtayim v'zarek arve the potter. The ain't kan chiyav misa. Person is niskavin lifuk shtayim, not to do a four amos in the zrika, and ends up going four amos. He never intended for four amos. That's not melachas machshavas. That's not Shabbos. Ain't kan chiyav misa v'amai patav not tashlumin. So there's no chiyav misa to patav from tashlumin. Says the Rosh.
Sikresha.
He knows it's going to land. Good. In miskavut of sikresha, he knows it's going to land. So what do you mean? He's not intending for sikresha.
Yeah. So it's against the Gemara also.
No. So the word you have to read the words Gemara differently. The Gemara's word means that chiyav Shabbos in general. There's a chiyav Shabbos. It's not shaykh to have a chiyav until mat achetanuach, and that's not his interest. So it's not part of the no Shabbos for that. He's not miskavin for malach. So the difference has to be by in a miskavin and a psik resha, you're miskavin for this mice, and you know the result. So you're miskavin for this mice with that result. Here you're miskavin just it should be going to the airspace. You're not miskavin. The hanukkah is something more. It's after that. It's Zarek Arba. It's not the same. Here, any miskavin for that particular result, but it's inevitable in what you're doing. So Mela, that Maisa with your Kavana. Here, he's saying, you're miskavin for Shtayim. You're miskavin that it should go to the air. That's it. You know it's going to land. That's not going to be miskavin that it should land. You could argue, but no. Obviously, you're miskavin should land because you know it's going to land. No, that's what the Rosh is saying. Your Kavana is only, it should be nikneh to the Lokeach. Of course, you can quibble, but it's not the same exact case as in a miskavin with a psik resha. There, your kavana was l'maisa for this maisa without the reason behind it. It's one maisa in a miskavin. Okay, you have to know what a miskavin psik resha is about, but it's this malacha. Here, your miskavin for the mechira to the lokeach, and the chatzis konin for him. This is the Rosh's test. Okay, next comes another test in the shita. Rabbeinu Yeshaya doesn't agree with the Rosh on these grounds. He holds that there will be a chiyuv for Shabbos, but he says the following interesting answer. He says, "Havudim Kavil Pirish." He brings from Yeshaya, Yeshaya Havudim Kavil. The Hacha. Here's the point of the Gemara. All over the place, Rabbavin is correct. Akira Tzarach Hanacha. But over here, in the case of the Ganif, you won't be able to say Akira Tzarach Hanacha. Why not? Here, Hacha Akira Lav Tzarach Hanacha. Why? The Mleches Machsheves Asra Torah. The Torah answers. Mleches machsheves. The kol machsheves hazorek hayu lahakdos hagneva lebalachatz. He's using the Rosh up to a certain point, but not as far as the Rosh is using it. What was your kavana? To be makne the animal. Umichimatil avir de kanya savida machshavta. From that perspective, what is it that you accomplished? You accomplished that what? That the animal is acquired in the airspace. I have no benefit in the hanacha in terms of my agenda. So it's not called tzorech hanacha. Will he be chayiv for chiyuv misa when it lands? Yes, against the Rosh. Why? Is it like the case when Niskavin Shtayim Zarek Arba? He says, no. V'lo dami, when Niskavin Shtayim Zarek Arba, the Pater, the Hassam, Hayasavur, Shetanuach, the Sof Shtayim. When you intend to throw it two amos, and it lands four, so is Lo Esavida Machshavta. Here, you can't tell me he's Pater B'chil Shabbos because he only wanted it to be in the Chatzar, he doesn't care that it should land. Because since he knows his gravity is going to bring it down, so as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned, a Chiyuv Misa there will be when it lands. But what is he gaining here? But what don't you say? If your agenda wasn't to get it to the ground, then you can't say Akir Tzorach Hanacha. What does this suggest about Akir Tzorach Hanacha? We both say you should be Mechavid here. What does it sound like?
Not like you're a
Rabbi. Well, we had a Svar Akir Tzorach Hanacha in the very beginning of the sugya that I think plugs in beautifully in Rabbeinu Yeshaya. What does Akir Tzorach Hanacha mean? What do the words mean? Yes. Das. The Shita has such a pshat, right? In the beginning of the sugya. that the Gemara had thought to Nadama this case to the case of Hagbah Tzorach Achila, and we didn't understand. Akira Hanacha, Akira is part of the Machayev. Hagbah is not part of the Machayev. What kind of kasha does the Gemara have in the beginning? Lema Pligad Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda and Rav Ovin. And the answer the Shita gave was Akira Tzorach Hanacha can lend itself to the following meaning, that your Akira has in it the dust for the sake of the Hanacha. That's what allows us to be considered to be integrated. And it can allow you to pater the Chiyav Mamun, because Yakira had in mind Sof Maisa Machshava Tchila, that you want the Hanacha to come from that. Your agenda from the Hagbah is also for the sake of the Achila, therefore the Gemara says you should apply Gemara Tzorach Achila. Now the Gemara gives the teretz of the Yafshah Hanacha below Akira. So now we wonder, does this teretz totally erase the premise of the question completely, and no longer are we thinking in terms of the das of the person? I wonder. And now it's only about Hanacha needs Akira? Or are we still within those assumptions that there has to be the element of the das, of the initial stage was for the sake of getting to the end? Seemingly, this Rabbeinu Yeshaya is assuming that the only time, it's not enough to say that Efshar Hanacha below Akira, because in the case over here, you didn't want the Hanacha, you didn't do the Akira for the sake of the Hanacha. You did the Akira for the sake of being mocked the animal when it gets to the Aver HaChatzin. Do you know it's going to be Nach? Yes. Will there be a Chiyav Misa for Shabbos? Yes, because it's Avida Machshavto in a sense. You know it's going to happen. It's not Zarek Bei Zarek Abba where it wasn't what you... But it wasn't that Yakira was for the sake of the Hanacha. Yakira wasn't for the sake of that. Yakira was for the sake of it should be Nikin to the Lokeach in Midir. Therefore, Chiyav Shabbos still be, unlike the Rush. But as far as Akir Tzorach Hanacha, Rav Ovin's rule will not hold over here. This is Rabbeinu Yeshaya's terence. Yeah?
According to this, do we even have a Halamina to compare originally? Being our Halamina, we never even thought of this case.
Which Halamina?
About Hagbah Tzorach Achila.
No, the Gemara originally...
We're more likely to compare Hagbah Tzorach Achila Hanacha to Akir Tzorach Hanacha.
No, the Gemara originally asked for Hagbah Tzorach Achila and Rav Chizda. The Gemara gave the teretz, Efshar Hanacha below Akira. What I'm saying is that even when the Gemara gives the teretz, the Gemara is saying, so you need two things by Akira and Hanacha. You need that it was Akira for the sake of Hanacha. In that regard, Hagbah has that also, when you picked it up for the sake of eating it, but that's insufficient. What you need as well is that Efshar Hanacha below Akira. You need a Hechsher that not just you had in mind from that to get to the next steps, but the Hechsher that you couldn't have gone without it. You could have done without it. But in the case over here, you have the element of Efshar Hanacha below Akira. But what you're lacking, according to Ben Yishai, is the das of the Hanacha. Will there be a Chiyav Shabbos? Yeah. It's not Zara, it's Kabbalah Lizard Beit Vizara Garba. You know it's going to land. But you're not interested in the landing. Your Akira wasn't for the sake of the Hanacha. Yeah.
How does the Rosh understand the Gemara?
Yeah, you have to read the Gemara a little differently. The Gemara says there's no Chiyav Shabbos Hatzah Tanuach, meaning that the Gemara means even in theory there's no Chiyav Shabbos. You want to know how to read the words of the Gemara are? The Gemara means to ask that there's no Chiyav Misa to Pata the Chiyav Mamun. That's what the Gemara means. The Chiyav Mamun came before. And your agenda was for that. And the Chiyav Misa wouldn't even be there in theory until later. And since that wasn't your agenda, so you won't be Chayef for that. If you're not Chayef for Shabbos, you're Chayef for Mamun. Yeah. In other words, no. your Chiyav Mamun was earlier. And that was your intention. And the Hanacha was not, you're not interested in. And the Chiyav Shabbos requires Hanacha. But since you're not interested in the Hanacha here, you're only interested in the Mechira, so therefore the Chiyav Shabbos won't exist. If the Chiyav Shabbos doesn't exist, then the Chiyav Mamun would exist. So you should be Chayef for Mechira. Ben Yishai says, of course you'd be Chayef for Shabbos, but Akir Tzorach Hanacha you won't have because you didn't do it for the sake of Hanacha. The Meiri, last thing, the Shita rings, and this has to be explained, this we'll leave for Rav Naftali for tomorrow, okay? You look at Rav Naftali, you'll see where he plugs in his whole lundis, but it could work with the Meiri. Sham ain omim akira tzorach hanacha. There, we don't say akira tzorach hanacha, ela l'nezikin, ka'id rav idi de karashiroyim. He says rav idi, it's Rav Avin, it's a few times we had this in the Shita of Idi, maybe some of the Girsa of Idi. Of Idi Bar Avin we find sometimes. In any case, we only say by Nezikin, Avol Inyan Mechira Lo Ad Kan. Nedrish Pliya. What is he saying? We only say the rule of Akir Tzarech Hanacha for Nezikin, the pater from Nezikin. The pater from the Chiyuv Dalad Behe Mechira, we don't say it. Why not? Why not? What could the Me'iri mean? What could the Me'iri mean? For Chiyuv Nezikin, we say Akir Tzarech Hanacha. For Chiyuv Mechira, we don't. What could he mean? So look at Rav Naftali. I gave you, we had the basic Yisod, we see how he works it in, think maybe of another possible Svara, and again it could plug into the Me'iri, and of course we can save the Rambam now, right? The Rambam could have said any of these two Ritzim so far, the Rush, the Minushaya, the Me'iri, however, will explain it, and that's why the Gemara is not a contradiction in Bava Kama to our Gemara. Okay, good.